Urban bus systems and providers of shared taxi rides in rural areas are lobbying lawmakers to restore transit funding. Public transit was cut 10% in the previous budget. It's frozen in the governor's current spending proposal. Alan Simonis is union president for Amalgamated Transit. He says the governor's promise to create jobs will be thwarted if the state doesn't have adequate public transportation.
You can create all the jobs you want, but if people can't get to them, how will this help our economy?
Public transit needs are growing, in part, says Greg Soibert, because of a growing elderly population and young professionals who are relying less on cars to get around. Soibert is transit director for the city of Wausau. He's also president of the Wisconsin Urban and Rural Transit Association. He says communities are struggling to maintain transit services by hiking fares and reducing routes.
Mobility options in our communities are now more limited and less affordable for those who need them. As we move forward, our principal goal is to achieve funding stability.
The Coalition of Public Transit Groups says the governor's budget threatens that stability in two ways, by not increasing state funding and by moving the money into the state's general fund. That, they fear, would open it up for other purposes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.